It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
Alrighty, welcome to the Plan B After Show podcast, Brock Hunter.
Alright, let this podcast be documented because at some point we're gonna die.
This is our last will and testament.
Yeah, so right if you're curious, just go back to this one.
I do, you know, it's funny you say that because I don't have a will.
Me neither.
And I think at this point, I know I'm still young, but I am married. I do own a house. I have a lot of stuff, and I need to figure out, like, you know, okay, where's all this stuff going? I mean, most of it's going to Kiki. Actually, pretty much all of it's going to Kiki. I don't think, unless we have kids.
Unless I have anything to do with it.
You get it all. Go to court. Where's my stuff? You get nothing, Hunter.
I spent every morning with this guy.
You get nothing. You'll get my VHS collection.
Yeah?
Yes.
But there's some good porn on
there. There's some great VHS porn on there. A lot of bushes, though. You're not going to like it. So yeah, we were talking about this. We just kind of got on the topic about dying and what you want to have done when you die.
I'm just going to go ahead and kick it off here and say what I really want to talk about. Why is it a thing that you have to look at a dead body before they bury it? Why is it a thing that you have to look at this cold corpse?
It's always been kind of seen as like that final chance to see the person, you know, whether they died in a hospital bed or maybe they died in a, it's that last final closure goodbye before the person's gone forever.
I ask you a question.
Yeah.
One of your friends died sitting there in the old room over there. Just dead.
He's just dead.
I mean, are you scurrying to go try to look at that body?
I'd rather look. I could look at a picture.
Are you like getting up early that morning so you can get there early? And
I mean, I'll go look at yours just to really make sure it is you.
Is he dead?
Is he finally dead?
He's poking me and shit. Poking me and shit.
So it's closure, but maybe it's a new way of thinking. Maybe we've done it the way we have because it's just always been the way.
It's just like weddings.
Well, actually, to be fair, though, if you go way back, I'm sure. I mean, think about our early ancestors, the cavemen. Did they bury people?
I don't know.
Or did they just, well, you know, let's look it up. I didn't look this up. Did our early ancestors bury?
Yeah, like the viewing of the body. I mean, the pharaohs did it, right?
Yep.
After they pulled the brain out of the nose.
Yeah, the pharaohs. You had the sarcophaguses. Sarcophagi, they did all that, and it was a big thing, but not everyone got thrown into a tomb, though. You had to be really important to get that full, you know, kind of...
You had to be like a morning show host or something.
Yeah, exactly. I want to be mummified. I want a sarcophagus. Is that what it's called, a sarcophagus?
I just don't understand why... here's the common answer. Well, I need a closure. I need to see him one last or her one last time. Why?
Yeah.
Why is it that you have to stand over a dead body and look at it?
Yeah.
And you know what that is for me? That's the last image in my brain of that person.
Yeah, that's
the
last.
Is that what I want to remember that person?
And they always say, what do they always say? Oh, they look really good.
They look really nice.
Yeah, because they're dead.
They're dead.
They got makeup on them. Their mouths are glued shut, so the jaw, because remember, folks, your muscles don't work. If you didn't glue a dead person's mouth shut, they'd be sitting there with their mouth open.
Right.
Yeah, that's what you want to see.
Yeah.
You know?
You know, he looked really good. You know what I say? I think you're fucking lying. He's dead.
He's dead.
He did not look all right. He looked as good as he could.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
I have no desire to be laid in a box in the ground.
What is that?
I don't understand it. I don't understand that. And
it takes up a lot of room.
That's it. Think about all the prime real estate that cemeteries have. There's literally nothing you can do. There's only so much room in there. And it's like, really? So we just have this place filled? And I know your loved one's there.
Yeah.
But it's like, okay, I'm going to this one spot surrounded by all these people I don't know. Even if your family kind of has a plot.
Right, right. A little
it's
space.
It's still... And it's I weird, will say, bro. I kind of get the whole, it's nice to have a place to go and remember the person. But you could do that just as well in a forest. Plant me underneath a tree in a forest if you're going to do that,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, that's what we're going to get to that.
So for me, I want to be cremated. I've told Kiki this, but I got to put it down in writing somewhere. Cremate me, throw a party, but I don't want this drab kind of funeral, you know?
You know what? I wonder when it started, and it's an old school thing. You know what? People back in the day were dumb. You know, I'm sick and tired of you old school dumbasses coming up with stupid things, and then we're still riding that train. It's an I just don't like funerals. And you know what's cool about my family is I haven't gone to funerals. There's a few funerals I haven't gone to. I'll go to the ceremony afterwards, but the visitation, like I'm not going.
Yeah,
I told my mom one time it was one of a family member. She's like, hey, the visitation's today. I'm like, Mom, I got to talk to you about something. Like, it's just not for me. It's not my niche. I don't like looking at dead bodies, and I don't want that image in my brain. I don't want to remember that person as a dead body. Mm-hmm. And, she's like, looked at me. She's like, you know what? I agree.
Yeah.
She's like, I don't want to go either. I feel like I have to, though. She's like, Hunter, don't go. Yeah. You don't have to.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool on my mom's part.
Well, and it's, I get, everyone has, and I think it's a lot of people, too.
It's different for different people.
It is different for different people. It's closure for some. I think a lot of people think it's just that final goodbye, and the people that planned for it, I don't know if people think outside the box now. In this day and age, there have been alternatives for it, because we've also found out, like, hey, we're kind of running out of room, for cemeteries and everything like that.
Right.
So I think now there's new alternative ways to do it. Cremation's always been kind of a thing. I don't know if some people, I think there are some religions where cremating you can't do.
Yeah.
It's like, it's desecrating the body in that sense or something like that.
You know, I think what it is they say it kills the soul.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, your soul leaves the body after you die.
Technically that's what they say.
Let's see.
Neil,
who first buried the dead? Let's find this out. See, I don't, this is the whole Lucy thing. I'm like, it just looks like nothing.
So as you're doing that research, I want to put this out there. So when I die, this is what you want. This is what I want you to do. Cremate me. Go get like a little sapling or something that's gonna grow.
Mm-hmm.
A tree, for instance, a bush. I don't care what it is. I think a tree, like a nice big ass tree would be cool. But you know what? Bury me within the roots of that tree.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? My remains will eventually suck up into that tree in some way or another.
The tree's going to die.
That would suck. And then you know what's cool about that? It's a living thing. Mm-hmm. It's a living thing you can look at and say, you know what? That's grandpa.
Yeah.
That's grandpa there. Look at that. It's a beautiful tree.
Here's the question. See, I wonder how this will work, because you can't bury someone on your own property. It's not like back in, in the early times where someone died, you bury him right there, or you bury him on a family plot on your land. You can't do that now. Like, if you die, I can't bury you in your backyard.
Well, what you do is you get me cremated and then just take the ashes over to the tree.
Take it that way. All right. No, because we were looking at those burial pods. Like, there's this thing now.
Yeah.
A company is making it where they take your body. It's in this egg-shaped pod under a tree, and it is. But I don't know,
you know what the problem with that is?
Certain areas.
It's like three times more expensive than a funeral.
I don't know. Is it?
It is expensive.
Funerals are so expensive.
I know.
And that's the other thing we were talking about.
Imagine.
Dude, how much is that?
The tree idea is fantastic, and I love that this company came out. That's where I got the idea from, was from that company. But then I looked at the price, and I'm like, what are you guys doing? You know what? Can we not have a funeral that's not fucking banking off of deaths?
That's unfortunately, I think funerals.
I mean, the people are already beat up and in mourning.
Well, now here's what
you
got to
take all their money.
Yeah, it is. It's ridiculous.
It's horseshit.
And upselling. Certain.
Because
like
it's a
caskets.
Tough time.
Oh, mom would really like this casket.
Oh, fuck
mom's
you.
Dead. I'm sorry. She doesn't.
She doesn't care.
No. It's not going to make a difference whether they're buried in something with pearl inlet handles and a nice.
Only like $12,000 caskets.
Hold on. Let's see where this is.
Serious, dude?
I'm trying to think. I found this. So this is it. This is the pod that I was showing you.
So they put a real body in that. They're not cremating.
No. It's the body in there.
I kind of like that.
I do too. I think it's great.
Yeah, you're really going to be part of that tree then.
What is the cost? God forbid. Why do these articles have to be so
inconvenient? They're not going to put it in there. It's too expensive.
I don't think it is. It's here through Satelli and Bretzel aren't sure how much the capsules will eventually cost. They'll likely be cheaper than a traditional burial, which typically sets a family back an average of $10,000. It costs $10,000 on average to bury someone.
It's ridiculous.
You know? Ridiculous. And see, now, in going back to, like I said, when you think back on when it was just said, yeah, you probably paid the undertaker maybe to dig the hole. Or if you did it, you built a box, a pine wood box, and you buried him in there. It probably didn't cost that much.
No.
You know?
No,
I think cremate, and what I would like is cremate me and then spread my ashes around places I love. My family farm. You know, so I was in Missouri. I wouldn't mind having some of it places that meant something to me when I was alive. I think that's better. And then, you know, I'd keep the rest of me up on the mantle in a cool little jar.
Throw some on Kiki's vagina.
Oh, Jesus, God. You know, you can get your ashes made into a dildo.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yep, you can get your ashes made into a dildo. And if you don't think part of my ashes aren't going to be in a dildo, you're dreaming, buddy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I think
Jesus frowns upon that.
It's weird. Why? My wife's still banging. I'm still banging my wife.
Here's what I want, all right? Yeah. So you got yours out of the way. Is there anything else you want to add?
How about it.
No visitation.
Well, no. It's I just want a party. Just so I'll do the cremation, do that, and then throw a party. Have something fun. Do a kegger, man. Mm-hmm. Do something fun. Do a remembrance.
Here's what you do. If I pass, you go in my basement. I got a little section there that's got all my DJ equipment. All right, mm-hmm. You grab a few things. You grab the Jelly Dome lights. You're probably gonna need two of them. There's a smoke machine right there. You're going to have to grab that smoke machine. And just one speaker will do. One speaker's fine. Yeah. And on the actual ceremony, or not the ceremony. Yeah, I guess it's a ceremony.
Yeah.
I'm just so used to weddings saying that. When I'm getting lowered into the ground, I want some fucking lights coming out of that hole and some smoke.
You want some smoke?
Yeah. And a little bit of music in the background.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not sure what song I want yet. I'm still debating on that.
Yeah.
But I want the smoke to come out and then those DJ lights shining out of the bottom and just like a party, like a disco celebration.
It's a celebration of life. I want, you know, obviously people
are going to
be.
Pour some beer in there too.
People are going to be sad, but I cannot see myself, even being a religious guy, I can't just see myself being happy with a bunch of people sitting in a church. Listening to, you know, we get it, all right? We get that the person's dead.
Yeah, he's dead.
But no
it's
Bible
sad.
Passage telling, you know, and that's or do that at a. But I just don't want people sitting there just, you know.
Sulking.
Just sulking and all in black and everything. Dude,
you know, I bet he's up there smiling down on us.
Yeah. Oh, you know, he would have really. I think it'd be better if people are out there celebrating, having a barbecue, telling funny stories.
That's absolutely what it should be. And you know why, man? Because it's already sad.
Yeah.
I mean, the sad part's already going to be there. Yeah. You can't deny that. And if it's not, you're psycho.
I was looking at this here. It looks like confirming careful burials existed among early humans at least 50,000 years ago.
Well, I mean, animals do it.
They
animals would bury the dead.
Animals don't bury.
Yeah, they
the
do.
Dead. What?
I can't remember which animal it is, but there's an animal that buries.
Okay, one
and
animal.
They have like ceremony, like an actual ceremony.
I know animals have ceremonies, but I don't think animals bury or not in a traditional.
There's one.
Sense.
There's one. Definitely one that buries. It.
I know. Like they've seen, like shown, like primates that like they mourn.
Oh,
like,
you know you what see, it was? Elephants.
Well, they'll mourn, but they don't bury it.
I don't think the elephants bury it.
They don't bury it, but I know you're absolutely right. I remember seeing that. It's like they'll mourn, like they'll have like...
Right, they actually have like a ceremony.
Like a ceremony around there, absolutely. So, but that's the thing, though, is I just think that this whole dated thing of just throwing someone a box that's, you know, eventually going to break down. It all goes back. You think about in pioneer times, the Undertaker. You know, the Undertaker was the guy who built the boxes, got the bodies ready.
Yep.
But a lot of people weren't embalmed. They didn't have everything removed. They threw them in the ground.
Here's what we need to do. Plan B Morning Show needs to come up with a different way for funerals and a different way for weddings. It's too traditional. It's too old school.
Mm-hmm.
It's not how it is anymore, guys. You know what? Nobody, I don't care who you are.
Well, there's money to be made. Weddings used to be not a big fanfare event.
Yeah.
You know, it was go get married. You know, but now it's all about who can have the biggest wedding.
Right.
Your worth is almost put on these events. Like, their wedding was, Our wedding cost like $5,000 and it was one of the greatest things ever. Yeah. You guys got married in Vegas. It doesn't take away from the meaning.
It doesn't.
You know?
You know what? We're happy.
Same thing with a funeral is that I don't want people looking like, that's a nice casket. Who gives a shit? It's going in the ground.
Oh my God, dude. It just angers me so much. It's, you know why? Because People are stupid, and they just. I understand it's a tough time.
It's well, and,
but you know what? Prepare it for it, and know what you're going to do.
Well,
before
there's no other. I wouldn't say it's stupid. It's just there's no other, people don't know of any other options. It's what we think we have to do. Yeah. Especially think about our grandparents. You know, it's like they saw all their grandparents and relatives buried that way, and they have the plot. Like right now, my folks and I, it's fine. Like we have a plot where my dad grew up in Darlington, Wisconsin, mm-hmm. and you know my grandpa's buried there. Grandma, she's got a plot next to him. Mom and dad and all mm-hmm. the aunts and uncles all have a section here, and I get that, and like I understand, but that is still a dated way because now I feel bad. It's that. I'm not going to be buried there, so I'm not going to be close to my parents.
Yeah, you can't look at it that way.
You
though.
Know, no, but it, like I hope that I'd say, hey, you know, go spread some of my ashes on my by my parents'
there
grave.
You go.
And I'm okay with that. But so I think it's just this dated thing that it's just what we've been told or what we feel has to be done. You know what I mean? If that makes sense, you know what I mean?
I just thought of $1 million idea.
What do you got?
Oh, my God. Dude.
What?
Digital tombstones. Powered by solar power.
I think they have those already.
They have them?
They have those already.
Digital tombstones?
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn
well,
it.
We have, I believe on my grandpa's, he has the Eternal Flame, and that is it's a solar-powered light.
Okay.
So the light's always on.
Right.
I'm pretty sure. But yeah, I think they have those
digital tombstones.
Yeah, yeah.
Which like show slideshows,
which
and, you
would
know,
be
like photos.
Yeah,
and...
yeah, I've seen those before.
Really?
It'd be cool to have like a billboard. You know, it's
right.
just a super bright-ass LED, like... I'm still down here, fuckers.
You know? It's just interesting, man. It's an interesting take. I really love that tree idea. You know, who loves staring at a tombstone?
Well, I'm thinking, well, what's nice is...
A piece of slab of...
If it would be cool is if you could do it like on your property because it'd be nice to have like a spot to go sit underneath. Like, okay, it's...
Dude, you wake up in the morning and look out in your backyard and there's Grandpa right there
yep.
in the form of a tree. It's just awesome.
Yep.
And you know what? More people that die, you get more trees. You get a whole yard full of trees.
Well, I think that's kind of what... Yeah, a whole yard full of trees. More people you murder, just a yard full of
right.
trees. I think there'll be a change, and eventually there's going to have to be. We can't keep just throwing people in the ground.
Out,
we don't
right.
have enough space for it,
yeah.
and I think it's kind of a waste of good land. I mean, you're cutting down trees or you're putting stuff in a field,
right.
you know, to put dead bodies in there.
It's good real estate.
Yeah,
you know?
Or hell, throw the bodies in the ground, use it as nutrients for the soil. That's
yeah.
farming land.
Yeah, quit trapping them into a goddamn coffin, man.
Did you ever hear about how they used to have bells? On grave sites?
Yep.
Dude, think about that.
That's just creepy.
Because getting buried alive was such a thing. Like, oh, the person wasn't actually dead, so they hooked up bells.
You know how you discovered people were getting buried alive?
Grave robbers. Seeing scratch marks.
Scratch marks, yeah.
Dude.
And nails being embedded in the top of the... Dude, imagine. Imagine. You, like, pass out, dude, and then you wake up and you're 6 feet deep.
I was just taking a nap.
Oh, my God, dude. That's terrifying.
That'd be terrifying. You wouldn't know. I mean, how would you know? Would you realize, oh, shit, I got buried? Think about the first person I got buried alive.
Ryan Reynolds did that movie.
I think it was called Buried.
Buried Alive.
Or something like that,
something. Yeah. So one last thing I wanted to bring up was, did you ever see the picture of the, it was a black family, and they did a funeral for, like, their cousin, who was a big-time motorcycle rider. Loved riding bikes his whole life. So instead of putting him in the coffin, they put him on his motorcycle up front.
See, that I kind of like.
You know,
at first
I'm like, hey.
Yeah.
But then I thought about it, and I'm like, that's pretty cool.
That's badass.
I mean, it would be weird to be around that, yeah. I guess. But
any weirder than a dead person in a box?
Yeah, in a box.
Like I said, it's what we've accepted because it's been that way.
Been that way forever.
For thousands of years.
Let's think outside the box.
I mean, yes.
Ah!
Is that what Taco Bell means? Oh, think outside the bun. Think outside the bun.
Right.
I want to do something creative. I want to be, you know, I think there's so much better usage and so much better ways to celebrate someone's life. You're obviously mourning it, but I hope certain clients don't hear this because I'm sorry, the funeral business is a ripoff. Granted, they're helping people through a very tough time,
right.
and I think the services they provide, but dude, the fact that it costs $10,000.
It's insane.
To bury a dead
it's
body.
Insane. It's insane.
And in the caskets and upcharging, you know, all caskets should be the same.
Right.
It should be a pine box.
Well, like you said, it's nothing personal to anybody personal. It's just in general, this the idea of it being that much money and almost kind of banking off of people being
it is
in a weird spot.
And it's like, oh, you know, well, here's a really nice casket. That's great. I tell you what. My dead body is not going to know the difference of plush, a down comforter
in my
casket.
Another thing, too, it's not like you're taking pictures.
No.
You know, it's not like I need a nice coffin for the picture.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I'm not jumping up and taking a selfie next to grandma's coffin.
Literally, $10,000 coffin, you see that thing for what, a day, 2 days, 3 days?
A day, maybe. The showing's only a day, the showing. The event. The event. The unveiling. Jesus. How much do coffins cost? I'm just going to...
Yeah, you can have anywhere from like
that's what I just kind of
probably a grand to a mil.
Okay, here. So at Sky Caskets, a steel 20 gauge steel casket. That thing's you're throwing something that's not going to.
Not biodegradable at all.
What? What?
People just don't they don't get it.
A hemp casket.
Boom. Boom.
There you go.
Boom.
Goes into the ground.
Perfect.
Dude, hemp casket.
You know what? It disintegrates.
Remind me to bring that up with BC Hempco next time they come in, man.
It disintegrates in, what, 4 months?
Yeah. Feeds the ground.
Then you're part of the earth. Oh, dude, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing.
Funeral.
It's a great idea, bro.
Yeah, there's, thanks, man.
It's a great idea.
That's $1 million idea. yeah.
Here you go. How about a hemp tombstone?
A pot tombstone. It's just a brick of weed.
Right.
It's just, I'm looking at this. It's the fact that caskets can cost up to $10,000.
You know what I want?
Why?
I want a $20,000 casket with like TVs, AC, like a cigarette lighter, like a couple packs of cigs, just in case.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably a PS4, you know?
Just you...
I also want to be buried with... You know what another thing, too, is the guys that get buried with, like, the $100,000 that they saved their whole life.
Yeah.
Like, I want to be buried with it. It's like, Jesus, dude.
And I'm starting to get that more, too. I still, where I'm financially...
Well, if you have a shitty family, you don't want any of them to have it. I can
spend
see that.
It all. But it is true, though, is that it's you can't take it with you when you die, so don't get all hung up on it.
Right.
You know? Is it kind of weird that they bury people with jewelry?
Yeah. Why?
Yeah.
You know, I put it on them
for
the visitation.
Yeah.
But afterwards, why are you burying them?
It's
a weird
thing. It's not like the olden days where you got to put the coins on the eyelid so they can pay the boatman over the river. What is that river? River? You got to talk about it. Then you got the three-headed dog Hades. River Hades?
Yeah, anyway. I believe so.
But honestly, even cremation, that's $1,100.
Dude.
Just to burn a body.
Yeah, just have a bonfire.
Well, that's a Viking funeral. You didn't know about a Viking funeral.
Yeah.
Viking funeral, they put them on, I believe it's called a pyre. Mm-hmm. And then it floats out so that it's all wood.
I want to see if I've seen this in a movie.
Yeah, I'm sure. Oh, you've seen it in probably a lot of movies. Uh-huh. I think it's called a pyre. Anyway, then they push it out into the water, let it float out, and then you take a flaming arrow.
That's badass.
And that thing, whoof, lights up, it just burns. The body burns, sends it out. Dude, Viking, could you imagine getting all your friends together, putting a pyre out onto Lake Michigan, and then taking a flaming arrow. Give everyone a chance to shoot out there, man. Yeah, it'd be awesome.
Right.
Aiming for his junk.
It's like Angry Birds kind of.
Yeah. I mean, that's cool, and I think it'd be cool to have something like that, not just sitting in a box.
With your hands crossed over your chest. Yeah, dude. It's just a weird
thing. Okay, the only time I'd be okay with being in a box is if you can do this.
Right.
If you make my eyes open and my mouth
open.
Two thumbs up.
Doing the Steve-O.
Yeah. I'm okay with it. Yeah, dude. I died, dude.
You know? Or how about this? I will pay the $20,000 if you can put a couple servos like in my elbows and my knees and like maybe my neck. So like just once in a while, like my hand will move or my neck will just.
I thought more of like they could bend you in different positions.
Yeah, like an action figure. He's got wires in him. You can put them wherever you want.
It's the grandpa action figure.
That's funny, dude.
Dead grandpa action figure.
No, he's not Stretch Armstrong. He just bends.
The grandkids are just
trying to yank him apart.
We broke him. We just opened the box.
All right, put him back in the casket.
Yeah, that's it. All right. He's broke. It's weird. It really is weird. And like I said, I don't want to offend anyone in the business. I don't get it. And I think there is something that needs to be done or a different way of looking at it. And at least for me, too. Like, I would much rather be... you know, celebrated and having a party and
like,
not.
Would it be weird?
I'd be so pissed if you guys spent $10,000 on my
death. Absolutely.
What the hell?
What are you doing?
Use that money. Donate it to charity.
Would it be disrespectful if, like, say, some of the funeral places like started offering different options? So, like, we can have this sad, sulky funeral, classic, you know, the classic. Or you can go with this package, which is like the, you know, the millennial package. We're going to party it up a little bit.
Funeral homes, I do pretty much say, what do you want to do? They'll
ask.
We're
going to have a DJ.
Yeah. I mean, and I think funeral homes really, the big thing with the, like, and I don't want to mix up funeral homes and the people who take care of, like, the embalmings and everything. I really do think funeral homes kind of do whatever the family wishes. You know, if you want to have a DJ, I don't think there's an issue with it.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's also to the setup, the embalming and getting, you know, Andy, well, our buddy Andy, you know, like he does that all the time. And I don't know if that's a different setup or if it's all done in the same spot or what, but.
They got different rooms. So there's one rooms. There's one room next to the visitation room, I believe.
Yeah.
But I know this because my sister walked into that room accidentally.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. Yeah, imagine that. Opening that door and a bunch of dead bodies.
You know what I think about, too, is think about now, ever since breast implant, think about how many silicone bags are just sitting in graves
you
know, right
you
now.
You could reuse those.
Yeah, could you take those out?
Yeah.
God, it's flat-chested.
Right. It's really lost her breast when she died.
We can't close the casket.
Yeah, Dolly Parton.
Yeah, exactly. Dolly Parton, they're going to have to take those bad boys out because there's no way. Yeah. But her casket's got a hump in it.
A little hump, two hump. That's funny, dude.
It's great.
You know, I think we got it all. Is there anything else that you want at your funeral?
No. You know, people, it's okay to think about death. It's okay to think about what's going to happen and how, because you do got to set it up.
Everybody thinks about it.
And now here's another problem. I will say, I'll end with this. Another hard part is, some people just aren't ready for it, an unexpected death. It's like, I don't know what to do. What did grandpa want? What did so-and-so, you know what I mean?
Right.
And that is tough, too. And I know there are people in place to help, but I think the price is just.
Yeah. Yeah, and in those situations, just talk like we're doing right now. Talk to somebody about it. Talk to your parents about it.
I think our culture has a lot of changing to do when it comes to life events. Giving birth is super expensive. Weddings are super expensive. Mm-hmm. They've taken all these things that are life, all a part of our lives, death, and they've found ways to extort it.
Exploit.
And that's what I'd like to see a change in. I'd like to see a change in that.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that funerals would be the hardest to change because it's a time where people don't know what happens when you die?
Well,
it's a time of confusion. You're already in a weird spot, as in, what's going to happen?
I think religion does play a big part in it, too. A lot of people, Catholics, I need a Catholic funeral. You know, I need to go and have everyone there, and we need to do. And again, I'm not knocking that. I'm not, like I said, as a religious guy, you believe what you want. But a lot of people think they have to have it that way. Oh, I'm going to be buried in, you know, St. Augustine's. I'll be the reception's here. We're over here. And then I'm buried in the St. Augustine, you know, church cemetery. And it's like, we have to do it this way. I have to do it this way, which I think that's what's kind of. Makes it difficult, too, for some people.
All right, new idea. New invention.
What?
You know those unveiling parties? So you hit a golf ball, and it's either blue or pink.
Yeah.
Or the other one. Yeah. I think you know where I'm going with this. Dad dies, right? You're having a kid. Dad dies. You take his ashes, and then you give it to the company. They take part of his ashes. So it's like dad being reborn into the world, but with your child.
What?
I don't know. I have no idea where I'm going with this. So you take his ashes
and you put it in
like the golf ball. So you hit the golf ball. You throw a little blue dust in there if it's a boy.
And dad's ashes.
Boom, you hit it. And
this
it's going
to be a very niche group.
Right.
Well, dad died,
but
we
are. A lot of people scratching their heads like, so why, what?
Wait, so did
so
did
the
you...
idea is your child is kind of like your dad being reborn.
Yeah.
You know?
Now, here's what I want you to do is I want you to put my ashes in a line of cocaine.
And snort it.
Woo! He's in me now.
You know what? From all the caffeine you drink in the morning.
You don't even need that.
Snort
my ashes.
I'll snort your ashes and go flying.
All right. I love it. I think we figured this out. All right. Well, so Hunter, I want to be cremated. You want me to bury you onto a tree.
Yeah, you can cremate me and put me on the base of a tree or, you know, with a root somehow.
You know, I'm going to sprinkle you out in a dog park so you just get shit on all the time.
No. Damn it.
He would want this. He'd think it's funny.
All right. What kind of tree would you pick? Just like the most annoying tree. The messiest helicopter tree.
Yeah, yeah. I'd pick a... what tree doesn't live long?
All right.
Anyway, all right. Well, that's going to do it for the...
Now, you know what? Plant me under a redwood because redwood kind of represents my dick.
It's got a red base.
It's big.
It's big. Find me the veiniest tree. All right. Well, we ruined it. All right. Don't forget to explore more on the website, WIRX.com, where you found the Plan B After Show podcast. And, of course, as always, listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, 107.1 on your FM dial.
Oh, my God. Here comes the big one.
Don't you go dying on me.
Here comes the big one.